traverse afar, field and fountain, moor and mountain, following yonder star. We at Three Kings of Orient are, bearing gifts we traverse afar, field and fountain, moor and mountain, following yonder star. Oh, star of wonder, star.
Good evening. Welcome to Lehigh Valley Art Salon. We were just listening to Jake Kaligas' We Three Kings, or his version, We Three Gypsy Kings, which is just a taste of what we're going to hear at this year's Lehigh Valley Christmas at Miller Symphony Hall on November 30th. I'm here tonight. I'm your host, Bathsheba Monk, and I'm here tonight talking with Miriam Huertas and Mike Krasuskas, who are the hosts of this for 18 years now, is it?
18 years. It's been beautiful.
So welcome to the show.
Thank you.
So 18 years. So how? Why? How did this start?
Well, how did this start, Mike?
We're actually laying on a beach somewhere, as a matter of fact. That's an old story. That's right, I forgot
the old
that.
Story.
We have
Why
an old story. Story. Yeah, no, it's... Yes, on vacation in Greece, sitting there in the hot sun and thinking it would be great to have all these local musicians come in and play Christmas songs.
Uh-huh.
And this
when
is 1996.
Yes.
1996.
But so, that was when we had the idea. We came home and we brought it here. We started it at... the J.I. Rodale Theater, as a matter of fact.
That was the first concert.
Yes,
but, you know, it was before everybody had their own CDs, and we just thought it would be a great way of doing a compilation and doing a sampling of what the Lehigh Valley has to offer, which is a lot.
It's a lot of music.
Absolutely.
That's for sure. So how did you get your... Was it mostly friends? Is that
Yeah,
we had been doing this Bummer Tent Records and recording a lot of people. So that's... We were dealing with all the musicians in the area. Mm-hmm. And... So that was part of the wonderful thought we had, is we know all these great people that would, you know, would love to do this.
And
we were already recording them, and it was something. And then we started doing these CDs, which we did for the first 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't more recently, but...
Uh-huh. So then it grew from, and like, where did it go? It traveled, I understand.
From the J.I. Rodale Theater, where we did the concert. It went from there to the Roxy Theater in 1998, and that's in Northampton. And then we had nine beautiful years with our good friends at Civic Theater. And then in 2006, we thought, you know what? We've been doing this a long time, and we're going to take a break. And we thought it was a forever break, but everywhere we went, Wegmans, Drexler Park, everybody's like, oh, you were kidding, right? You're not going to really end it. And we're like, yeah, we really are. But then I started working at the Chamber in 2007, and I thought, wow, maybe I could bring this back and do it at Symphony Hall. And so 8 years later, here we are. It's been wonderful, and we have a great situation with Symphony, and it's really fun. It's a lot bigger theater, and just a lot more fun.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I was told I was knocking on the desk here. I'm sorry.
I think it was me.
Oh, okay.
I get excited, Steve.
So this is an Allentown tradition now, right?
And it really has been. Yeah.
Yeah, that's what everybody says, and I think so too. I've been several times, and I just loved it. But now Allentown has changed a little bit. So does it feel different this year at all?
I guess we'll see. It is different. There's so many wonderful things that are happening, obviously, in downtown Allentown, and that's where the theater is as well. And ticket sales are a little slower than what I'd like to see, but I think that people wait to the last minute to do their holiday events, and this is on Thanksgiving Sunday, so a little before the holidays. But tickets are going, and we're really thrilled.
Mm-hmm. So this year, and also, Mike, things are changing in Allentown, but they also changed for you, Mike, this year. This is kind of the Zen for Primates, which is your group, is kind of, did they have their last hurrah, or is that a rumor?
Yeah.
No, it's not a rumor. We actually played. It was a really nice night, actually. We're going to take a little break again. We've done this a couple times, so I'm not sure what'll happen.
So rumors of your demise.
But we're not
going to
play for a little bit here for a while. It seems like so.
So Zen is not going to be at the concert this year.
No, I'm not doing the concert this year.
It's going to be you and friends.
Yeah, I'm doing a couple things. I don't even know for sure what they are. We're doing a big finale, which is taking a. That's what I'm doing right now. Is writing arrangement for all that.
Yeah.
It's really a.
And
it's
one
a
of
big
the things,
undertaking.
One of the things that's happened over the years is a lot of collaborations have happened. A lot of people who typically would not be heard together have gotten together. Jake Kaligas in BC and Blackwater and Zen for Primates, you know, doing duets and things like that. And it's really been nice. And so Mike has been having quite a hand in a lot of those collaborations, yourself working with a variety of different people over the years. So that's been a neat twist. As well.
That's a lot of energy. It's a lot of good energy.
It is.
Different groups and different styles coming together.
It is. It's fun.
Yeah, we have a song I know that we have queued up at one point that we were going to play, which is an example of those collaborations with, I don't know when we'll get to that, but...
We'll hear it before we take the break. I don't think it's time for that yet now, but... So who is new this year? Who is Jake Kaligas in the new Constitution? Now, he's been here a couple...
Jake's been, you know, probably in almost every single concert. He's just an amazing vocalist and singer-songwriter. And new this year, Milton Carrero, who was a reporter with The Morning Call and very much a music man, a very spiritual, beautiful person that we've befriended over the years. And Milton, born in Spain, I believe. I'm not sure where in Spain, but raised in Puerto Rico. And he sings in Spanish and in English. And so I believe he's going to sing in Spanish for me. I've requested that.
Do you have auditions, or how do you pick people?
Oh, gosh, you know, people just come, you know, there's so many wonderful artists that are already in the Lehigh Valley. Again, you know, we've been doing this is our 18th year, so quite, you know, a lot of people to choose from. But there's always new people that come into our lives, into our musical lives. And so Milton is one of them. Fiona Hennessy is partnering with C.J. Steinway and doing a different, you know, type of duet than what she's typically done. And new also is Jack Murray and the Midnight Creeps, who I have to admit...
That's a great name.
It is a great name, you know. Jack Murray, singer-songwriter and...
He's a songwriter.
He's all that.
I've known for a while, yes. He's had a lot of successful songs out and about.
But who's Lucky Seven? I don't know them.
Lucky Seven is an R&B dance band that's been, you know, around the scene for a while.
Been a very traditional closer for the concert. They have ended it for many years, actually.
Yeah.
And C.J. Steinway, I actually heard him, I think, at the Hotel Bethlehem at some
very
point.
Good.
He's like a piano bar kind of guy.
Yep.
He's very funny. So... So these are all the kind of collaborations that you're talking about. The Fusion Jazz Trio. Who's in that?
Vern Mobley is the drummer, and Brian Bortz on bass, and I believe it's Lou Jackowski on piano, big jazz guy. So, and Tavern Tan, who we'll be hearing from in a little bit, Doug Ashby will be joining us, and Hector Rosado and Ensemble Siete will be with us as well, and that's. Latin jazz, and you know, it's a real variety of you know, from folk to jazz and everything in between. Blues, BC and the Blues, BC Combo, excuse me, will be with us, as well as the James Supra Sarah Ayers Quartet, which is just such a, you know, great group. If you haven't seen them recently,
they are really
amazing.
Time. Yeah,
yeah. she's an incredible vocalist. So I try to have a great representation of women, because there are amazing women vocalists in the Valley, and so I think it's important to showcase women as well as men, so I always try to make sure that we have a good sampling of the female population as well. So, and Jerry Pegues, who does gospel along with James Bartley, will be there, and Darlene Finelli, one of my all-time favorite human beings.
Darlene Finelli, and speaking of her, I think...
There's our segue.
There's our segue, okay. I think we were going to hear a cut from Darlene Finelli and Friends, I Heard the Bells on Christmas Eve, and that'll lead us into our break.
Thank you. peace on earth, I said, for hate is strong and marks the song of peace on earth, goodwill to men. And peal the bells more loud and deep, God is dead, nor doth he sleep. The wrong shall fail, the right prevail, with peace on earth, goodwill to men. The ringing, singing on its way, the world revolve from night to day. A voice, a chime, a chance of life.
For program support on WDIY, we thank the Swain School, welcoming interested families to an admission open house Wednesday, November 19th at 9 a.m. to see what an independent school can offer, challenging academics, the arts, technology, and athletics in a safe and supportive environment, preschool through 8th grade. For information, swain.org.
Welcome back to Lehigh Valley Arts Salon. We're talking to Mike Krasuskas and Miriam Huertes, who are the hosts of the 18th this year annual Lehigh Valley Christmas, which will be at Miller Symphony Hall on November 30th, Sunday. And tickets are on sale now, from what
they
I understand.
Are, yes.
Yes. And we just heard a great selection from Darlene Finelli and Friends, I Heard the Bells on Christmas Days, which is a collaboration, you said, Mike? And
yeah, it was a kind of an example of what happens at this concert or during the recording process back in those days before the concert actually happened. That was Bobby Soul was playing, but this is just people that never had actually played together. They just came together either at the concert sometimes. They'll get on stage during the course, being backstage and talking about doing things together. Or this was a recording thing where Bobby Soul, who was playing with another band at the time, came in and played bass, and a guy named Dave Wadsworth was a great percussionist. And I ended up playing guitar on it. I had arranged the thing with Darlene. Uh-huh. And
so you didn't rehearse it? You just...
Oh, yeah, we did rehearse it. At that point, there was an arrangement, but everybody, you know, got together to do this, and, you know... Mm-hmm. I think there was rehearsals of it. I'm remembering back on that, but there was probably little rehearsals and things were worked out, the final version. And then this was kind of a lot done in the studio then after the fact, too. We added that little piece of Darlene's solo, thinking to break that out as a separate entity. And
that was great.
Beautiful bells.
Oh, yeah, the bells. That's right, the bells.
You added the bells.
What? I had this thing about record when I travel. I like to record weird things, and I recorded those bells or live church bells from Corsica.
I got up
in the middle of the night because I knew there'd be no other sounds, and recorded these church bells because I knew when they went.
You're one of those guys.
Off.
I've seen.
Yes, I know there are guys like that, the wacky guys that.
Yeah, it just blends so perfectly.
And I got to use it.
This is
like maybe 2 years later. Those bells in there were just overdubbed in the studio afterwards.
So are a lot of those, I mean, these CDs are so wonderful. I mean, I love them because I love Christmas carols, but after a while you get like, oh, okay, Christmas carols. Yeah. And these are all a new take on
it.
Yeah, that's been the modus operandi all along is to, we really encourage everybody to do that. Just do something different with
it. Do a new take on the old standards.
One thing we found out over the years is that not everybody loves Christmas the way we do. And so we would ask somebody, hey, want to be part of this? And we're like, yeah, man, I don't really like Christmas. Oh, come on. So then they pick some really morbid song that they wrote that they want to do. And we're like, nah, not really, but can you do something else? And, so we would always try to get, to do their own rendition, which I think is so important, and have them come out. And,
why these CDs are. And you have these CDs for sale, like all the CDs for sale, don't you?
Yeah, we actually have 10 different
CDs. We did it for 10 years.
Yep.
Like I said.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's like the best part.
It is. It is. Yeah. They're beautiful CDs.
It is. So, what was I going to say? So I wanted to know how long it takes you to get ready for this. When do you start preparing?
Well, it's better than it used to be when we were doing the recording. That's one of the reasons we stopped recording, because we would start recording in March, which is kind of crazy because you're just as, you know, spring is breaking. Suddenly we started doing Christmas songs in the studio.
Mm-hmm. Oh, really?
And that was really fun for 10 years, or maybe 8 years. But then it just got to be a lot of work because we were working all year long on this and
together and making sure everybody was there.
Yeah.
And so how long does...
Now it's a little shorter time. You handle a lot of the...
Well, you know, it's done through the chamber, which is great because we can get sponsorships. And it really benefits the Allentown Chamber. And so it lets me do other programming. So I do an event in downtown Allentown that I hire a lot of these musicians. So it's kind of like their way of giving back and, you know, having this happen because it is important, you know, obviously to keep music alive and get some other gigs. You know, there's a lot of places opening in downtown now, and there's opportunity for a lot of
venues for musicians. Yeah, no, that's
absolutely
wonderful. So what's it like the day of the actual concert? So you get up at 3 o'clock in the morning, right? And
well, it's Thanksgiving weekend, and I work that entire weekend. And it's kind of neat because we have off from work, and so I'm in the office alone. And just, you know, it's such a great production, and there's so many pieces to it. But it's still fun. It really is.
Do you ever worry that it might not happen the way you planned it?
Well, the only thing I worry about is if someone doesn't get to come to the concert, and that only ever happened once, and I won't say who it was, but I definitely remember. What do you mean he's not coming when he got stuck in some snowstorm or something?
That's inexcusable.
But, yeah, I know. It's like the show must go on. And I think that other than that, I think we've, you know, maybe another time someone. But, you know, but that's the only thing I would worry about. You know, you have this timeline, and you only have, like, you know, you do two songs, and you're up there for, like, 10 minutes.
It's really fun backstage. That's a whole other aspect of this. That's still really fun.
I bet it started
at the Civic, especially when you're just hustling in and out. It's really fast. It's kind of like a vaudeville show. You know, two songs, and then you get the hook, and the next band is up, and it's a totally different thing. That was kind of the concept right from the beginning.
But within the fun is also a little bit of the chaos, and that's why we have the best stage manager that was ever born in Donna Kistler. And Donna Kistler she's on it. If you're supposed to be backstage, you better be back there with all your, you know, with all your bandmates in tow, you know.
Because it is really frantic. I mean, we've had large groups, I mean, almost like full orchestras.
Then also they need all their equipment.
And you've got like,
there.
You know, 3 to 5 minutes to change over. So it's really
it's
crazy.
Fun.
But that's
it's
fun.
But it's absolutely like the best way to get ready for Christmas.
It is.
And get you in the spirit. And that's what's so really wonderful about it.
I still love it. I have to admit, this is one of my favorite parts of my job. And I really enjoy working with all the people. I thank all the sponsors, all the people who help us, you know, put it together, all my colleagues who helped me the day of and, you know, prior to that, getting ready for it. And Mike, of course, I could never, if he decided he wasn't going to do it, I guess that would be the end too, because right now he's been slaving over this absolutely incredible finale tune, which we won't tell you what it is.
It's going to be absolutely perfect
and just magical.
It's pretty darn cool.
So how do we, Mike? Everything you do is magical. Okay, so I expect nothing less out of you. So how do people get tickets for this event?
Tickets for this event are by Miller Symphony Hall, and it's actually www.allentownsymphony.org/lvxmas.aspx. Just go on millersymphony.com.
That's the easiest way to get them. Or you can go to the box office.
Office as well. You can, you know, order tickets by just calling the box office. And it's, you know, we're happy to sell you tickets.
And everybody should be happy to go because this is like, it's a break from Black Friday and all that madness. And it's just a nice way to ease into the Christmas season, I think.
Yeah, it is, and we're grateful to NPR station WDIY because, you know, they allow us to come and hype this and talk about it with our friends, and it's just like a really nice community partnership, and I'm happy we're still doing it. What do you think, Mike?
I'm happy.
All right. As long as Mike's happy, we're happy. Okay.
We're happy.
So we're going to hear What are we going to hear now to come out? What are we going to...
Well, I guess what we decided to go out with was, yeah, Doug Ashby, who is, you know, an amazing guy and a really great singer-songwriter.
A DJ here for many years.
And Tavern Tan will be at the show.
And so, we're going to be hearing Santa Claus, which he did with a different group, though, right?
Yeah, he did that with Hurry Down Sunshine, but Tavern Tan is another cool band. But we just thought we had to close out with Doug Ashby.
All right, so this is Santa Claus. This is Lehigh Valley Art Salon. I'm Bathsheba Monk, and I'm talking tonight with Miriam Huertas and Mike Krasukas.
Krasukas.
I'm saying it wrong this whole time for years. Okay, you never corrected me till now. Who are the hosts of the 18th Lehigh Valley Christmas.
1, 2, 3.
My babe went shopping yesterday. Said, I'm gonna buy what you need from Santa Claus. My baby went shopping yesterday. Said, I'm gonna buy what you need from Santa Claus. I won't take mine with me, but I leave yours in my dresser drawers. So that started me to ramble, looking through all my baby's dresser drawers. So I started rambling, looking all in my baby's dresser drawers, trying to find out what did she bought me from Santa Claus. When I pulled out the bottom dresser drawer, landlady got mad and called the law. Now when I pulled out the bottom dresser drawer, landlady got mad and called the law. But I'm just trying to find what did she bought me from Santa Claus.
Show the judge, boy, just trying to find Santa Claus.